for Smoke. She's the commissioner of what might be the most watched and discussed female fantasy football league in America, with women, catfights, anger, claws.
What's the name of the league, Jennifer?
The name of the league is the Hooters, but it's because our we're all sorority sisters except for two of us, or one of us, and our symbol for our sorority is an owl, so we're the Hooters. That's the league name.
That's a very good way to say that with your father listening to you on this show, because that nerve made me a little bit nervous, or you are a marketing genius, one of the others. All right, so the first week you got beat badly by a fantastic team that Brittany put together in the draft.
Oh my gosh.
I could see this happening from the beginning, that first game might be tough for you. But you made some changes, and you played Persia. And Persia, of course, had that unbelievable score, that high score in opening week. And somehow or another, you have found a way to have success. Can you explain what happened to your team in week two?
Well, I would like to announce that I was a winner week two. Thank you, God. And basically, the main changes that I made were, I really didn't make that many changes week two. Besides, I did pull in another tight end, but he did absolutely nothing, so that didn't help. And I did put T.Y. Hilton in, except for changed him out instead of Lockett, even though Lockett, I'm pretty sure, outscored him week two, even though y'all told me to never do that again, but that's fine. Anyways, but really the game changer here is, once again, thank you, Patrick Mahomes, because he is the reason that I won week two. When the 12 o'clock games were over, I had one person left to play, and it was Patrick Mahomes. And Persia, who, by the way, that's just her nickname. Her real name's Natasha. But she had two people left to play. I was losing by less than 10 points when the game started, and I already knew with the way Wentz played last week, there was probably no way I was going to win. But thankfully, Patrick pulled through for me, and I got myself my first fantasy win.
All right, well, what have we done to address the running back situation this week?
Nothing.
I'm very concerned about this.
Nothing.
Dad, stop. Okay, here's the thing. Is Cincinnati ever going to be good? I mean, are they going to play good? The problem is that they keep trying to come from behind, and they're not going to use Mixon when they're doing that. So I need for Cincinnati to get ahead this next week so that they can use Mixon to his full advantage. I need him to get fully healthy, and then, I mean, I'm hoping that I really don't have another choice. I did pick up Peyton Barber from Tampa Bay. Don't ask me why. I just did, because he was the top-ranked running back that was available when the waivers happened. So I'm still relying on Mixon. I guess Kerryon must have heard me talking crap about him week one, because he actually did a lot better week two, so that's good.
Let's stop for a second. You Kerryon Johnson from Detroit, Paul, the Lions running back,
yes,
who she called out on this show a week ago.
Yes.
Happened to, apparently, it got back to him. The pressure was on him that the only reason he was on the roster was to wear a jersey so they'd have 53 men or 46, 7 active players.
Basically. But let's not focus on my running backs, okay? Because I know that I can still win even with my weak running backs. Let's focus on my amazing wide receivers. Yet again, I will once again reiterate the fact that I have great wide receivers. Emmanuel Sanders, who he's been the go-to guy for Denver. He's basically their offense. I'm going to put him in this week. Thielen's been a little disappointing for me. I know he's good, but even T.Y. Hilton last week, if T.Y. Hilton wouldn't have gotten that touchdown, he would have screwed me. Can I say that?
Probably.
You did. Yeah. You did.
And then Devontae Adams, same thing. He did good last week. I had picked up that Hawkinson guy from Detroit. He did nothing, like, boring. They talked all this stuff about him week one, and then week two I never saw him. I dropped him, and I picked up Greg Olsen. So, depending on Cam Newton, his situation will depend on whether I play Greg Olsen or Jared Cook. Now that Breeze got hurt, I'm a little concerned about how they're going to utilize Jared Cook. But I don't know. It's like Paul said before, I got to take it week by week, look at their opponents, and kind of see, feel it out. But this week I'm playing Kara.
So what's that matchup like? Who's her best player?
So she has Saquon Barkley. But I'm going to say, I know that y'all talked him up, but I mean he's getting about 20 points a week, but it's not like he's shocking me like McCaffrey did the first week. She's got Deshaun Watson as her quarterback, which I think he got less than 20 points last week. Odell Beckham, who won her last week when he got that 80-something yard touchdown. And she's got Zerline. She's got New England's defense, and they got her 25 points last week. 25 points.
Why is it, it seem to me that everybody you play has a better lineup than you do? I just...
Because you're a hater. I'm projected to lose this week by less than 6 points. But, Dad, as you can see last week, I beat the top high in score in week one. And here's the thing about an eight-man league. The best team can lose to the worst team at any time. That's what I'm realizing. Everyone right now is about 1-1. There's one girl who's undefeated, and there's one girl who's lost both weeks. But, you know, anything can happen each week, and I'm realizing that more and more.
Okay. Yeah, because on any given Sunday, Paul, you never know.
Yeah.
Like the Dolphins beating the Cowboys this week, there's no chance. That's not going to happen. Let's get back to your running backs. You have Joe Mixon, who's on a team that can't get the lead early, so they're not going to run the ball. But he's supposed to catch some passes, but their quarterback is, you know, he's damaged. Andy Dalton. So I don't know. You got to keep him because he's still who's the other one? Oh, Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got Philip Lindsay, and I've got Matt Breida.
Matt Breida's
Who the hell is Matt Breida?
Matt Breida's the running back for the 49ers.
You know who he is. He's played for the 49ers, Dad.
Oh, they put up a lot of points under Garofalo last week. And all right,
Matt
now,
Breida
Philip
got over 15 points last week. I think he ended up with 18 or 19 points last week or something like that.
Is it time for her to bench Mixon? Because you know, Lord knows what he might do at any time anyway.
I mean, I don't know. It's tough between Mixon, Johnson, Breida are all about the same level. So
what about this Lindsay guy from Denver?
Yeah, I mean, like, they're okay. He's on a bye week.
He hasn't super impressed me yet, but I know he has it in him. And Breida, I don't know. Here's the thing. I just know that if I were to sit Mixon this week, he's going to have, like, an outstanding game. That's just that would be my luck. I feel like he has it coming. He's only gotten he hasn't even gotten me a combined 10 points yet. But he has it in him. I know he can do it. I know he can.
Maybe it'll get back to him like it did Kerryon Johnson.
I like her positive attitude towards her team.
Yeah. Now, can you tell me, Brittany's like one of your friends. I know all these are sorority girls. How many are there still, like, are there? Brittany had a team that won the first week by beating you, in case you don't remember that. And she had a huge...
Paying you to say her name and talk about her team each week, I'm over her. I'm not thinking about her for several weeks until I have to rematch her.
I know, but she sent me a text over the weekend that she was winning, and she was going to be 2-0. What happened to that?
She said... Okay, so she, after the 3 o'clock games or so, she was playing Kara, and Kara still had... Devontae Freeman to play that night, I believe, and then she had Odell Beckham Jr. to play on Monday night. Well, Brittany, since she was winning by a lot before the 7 o'clock game on Sunday, and she sends Dad a text saying, look, David, I'm winning again, and sends a screenshot of her team, and Dad sends it to me, and I'm thinking to myself, she does realize that the other girl has 2 more players left to play this week, right? So I told Dad it's going to be funny if she loses after she sent that. So then Monday, she said something else to some of our friends that, yeah, I won this week. And I reiterated to her again, you do realize that Odell is playing tonight, and you're only winning by about 15 points, and you can easily lose if Odell goes off. And literally, like, soon after that is when he got the 80-yard touchdown, and she lost. after she told numerous people that she had won that week, she lost.
Well, that's because, you know what, she didn't play a full 60 minutes. That's all there is to it. You got to play. You cannot let – your motor has to run all the time. And Brittany got a little bit of full of herself. And so did you make any changes as far as any pickups this week? Who's this Banda guy? You've had him.
Breda,
okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I dropped my I had Baltimore's defense. I dropped in this week because they are playing the Chiefs, and so I – you know, obviously I want Patrick to do good. So I dropped Baltimore, and I picked up Green Bay's defense because they've been doing good. They're 2-0, and it's not just because of Aaron Rodgers. It's because their defense is playing good. And then I dropped that Hawkinson tight end, and I picked up Greg Olsen because Greg Olsen is a guy that he's going to touch the ball during the game. And he also is a guy that they go to a lot in the end zone. So I feel like Olsen – like I said, Jared Cook, I haven't seen him do anything the last 2 weeks. Nothing against Jared, but I guess they just haven't utilized him the right way yet. But so I'm kind of leaning towards Olsen, but I don't know what's going to happen with Cam, like I said. But then I also dropped DeSean Jackson. Like, I'm confused. I'm watching the game, and next thing I know, he's in the tent, and I never even saw him do anything, and he's hurt. So I can't deal with people like that. So I dropped him, and I picked up Barber.
Who?
Peyton Barber.
Oh, Peyton Barber. Okay. Paul, what do you think?
I thought the
Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham. Ugh.
It's going to be a tough week. It's going to be a tough week. But again, all this is always matchups. It's always matchups.
Yeah. So I need to get a voodoo doll for the opponents and who she plays. She needs help. Her team is kind of okay. She's been able to get lucky with a week two win. Natasha. Natasha's team.
That's talent, Dad. That's talent. That's not luck. That's talent that got me through. That's why I, to this day, do not regret picking him as my number one pick because he is the reason I won week two.
No, he is, and he had like 100 points in the second quarter against Oakland. All right. So you're a game behind first. You're a game ahead of last place, too, at the same time. And there's a chunk of six people in the middle at 1-1. So this is a critical week for you. You cannot drop. For the namesake of you on this show, you can never drop below 500, okay? So the segment relies on your team upsetting Kara.
Yes. Okay. I know, Dad. Right, I'm but listen, at least I'm not a loser again, and I have faith. I told you before, I have faith in this team, and there's a lot that can happen, and I feel like, you know, I have a chance. Again, I know that I don't have these superstar names on my team, but I have players that can make plays and that can get me my wins, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, good luck. Congratulations. Love you. Thank you for being on the show. Jennifer Smoke, Fantasy Football League Commissioner.
By the way, Adam and Hewitt, I hope Jennifer won. Her weekly matchups are more thrilling than my own fantasy league.
That's great. She's got fans. It's great.